Okay, we are going to now be joined by Richard Beeston. He is the diplomatic editor of the Times of London. Thanks for being with us, Mr. Beeston.
Not at all.
Where were you when these attacks took place, Mr. Beeston?
I was actually on my way to work, but I drive a motorbike, so I did notice there were lots and lots of people walking on the streets and lots of police sirens and ambulances, so it felt like something was happening. But otherwise, of course, most of it was happening underground, and unless you happened to be, unfortunately, caught on one of the trains or in the underground system, you weren't really to know what was happening. And initially they thought that it was some sort of technical fault that had caused a blowout at one of the stations.
How do you feel that the government response has been so far in terms of the rescue efforts, in terms of the security situation ongoing there?
Well, for some time now, really since September the 11th, we've been expecting something to happen in London. And for those of us who follow this, it's amazing that it hasn't happened before, I always think. Tony Blair's been very close to George Bush on most of his foreign policy initiatives, particularly British forces operating in Afghanistan and Iraq and elsewhere.
Thanks so much for being with us, Mr. Beeston. Richard Beeston is diplomatic editor of the Times of London. This is Morning Edition from NPR News.